What happens when the right people connect? At MITRE, breakthrough technology advances, people fulfill their passions, diversity fuels innovation, and our way of life thrives. From health to transportation and global security, cyber and AI, to space and back again, there's no higher calling than making the world a safer place. Let's connect at MITRE.org/careers. That's MITRE.org/careers.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm
hustling. Oh, he's a savage, he's an animal. He's a different breed of person. He's not like us.
Why is he ducking George Foreman? He's already a tramp. He ain't no champ. Around here driving, making a business out of it. I'm a champion. I fight everybody, every month. All of them, by none.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I kept telling him he had no punch. He couldn't hit. He's swinging like a sissy. He's missing. Let me see your box. I hadn't started dancing yet.
He talks too much. He's ugly. He's pretending. I'm the true champion. And they make me the underdog. I'm going to show them all they're wrong.
Muhammad Ali didn't have a lot of muscles. He wasn't all that strong. This man's presence. You could hit him where you hit everyone else. But he was not willing to fall. He was not willing to be counted out.
I haven't convinced these suckers yet. I destroyed George Foreman. I destroyed Joe Frazier.
Because I'm the champion. I'm the real champion. There'll never be one like me.
Man, last night I cut the light off in my bedroom. Hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
I'm a bad man.
I told you, I'm the real champion. I told you, I'm the champion of them all. All of you bow. All of our critics call. All you suckers who write the Rain magazine.
I'm gonna prove I'm the greatest. I'm gonna prove to you I'm the greatest. We gonna prove to the world I'm the greatest. This is my last fight. I don't want none of you to miss it.
No special training. Just be at the fight. I'm ready to back up everything I'm saying. And I'm through talking.
SCS Promotion.
I took up the world.
What up? Buenos dias, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs, joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, and we're here this fine morning, Tuesday morning, to discuss the new card that is set but not announced officially by Showtime. But, you know, the great journalists in this sport have been working hard uncovering what is supposed to be announced as a July 8th fight with Jerome Boots Ennis taking on Roman Villa. Then you have Edwin De Los Santos taking on Joseph Adorno in a great card, in my opinion. I love Adorno. He keeps getting opportunities, you know. I don't know if he's still with Coach Chino Rivas, but he's a good fighter. You know, he'll test, you know, whoever is in front of him. He's not an easy out for whoever, you know, gets that assignment. And Roman Villa, you know, while I think that Rashidi Ellis won this fight, Roman Villa got the win, and styles make fights, so it's going to be interesting to see how he does versus Boots. You know, will Boots look good because he'll have this come forward guy in front of him where he can show his lateral movement, agility, and, you know, uppercuts that we know he likes to, you know, use in a fight. So this is what we're talking about. It's a good card. It has not been announced as a pay-per-view. I see Smitty in the chat saying, good card, not a pay-per-view, right? And I say, no, this isn't a pay-per-view. It's a decent card.
This is, what the fuck?
What?
Why it sound like that?
Like what?
You don't hear that?
Hear what?
The echo?
I don't know. I don't hear anything.
So I sound normal to you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So this is Boots' first main event, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So definitely not a pay-per-view, but it is his first main event.
This that I know of, let me see, was the Lippin yet?
He might have had one in the bubble, you're right.
Yeah, maybe Lippin yet.
Let me know in the chat if I sound all right to y'all, because I sound not good to me. So let me know.
This very well could be a pay-per-view. I mean, if you want it not to do well. You know, maybe when Boots makes a more of a name for himself. You know, right now, this is a good card. This is a good Showtime boxing card. And, you know, it... I feel like it's a good card. It's a good doubleheader, you know. Joseph Adorno, though, I think he's coming off at least one or two losses or a loss and a draw. Let me just look him up. And De Los Santos hasn't been out in how long? Can you Google that in the meantime? I got Adorno last fighting on February of this year. 25th versus Elvis Rodriguez in a majority decision loss. Adorno was down twice. Scorecards were 91-97, 93-95, 94-94. I don't remember it that tight. But maybe I'm wrong because I do feel like it was a battle of two halves with... Elvis may be getting the better half. You want me to get the other headset, maybe?
Honestly, I'm having issues with Boxwork, as I have been on the computer. But yeah, Edwin's been out of the ring since September 4th of last year. So since September 4th of last year, he's been out of the ring.
Yeah.
And that was against Rayo Valenzuela.
September 4th. Oof.
Yeah, so it's been...
So Adorno definitely slightly more active because he at least got one out. And that's what I'm saying. You know, I did put some options in the poll, right? I said Geron Ennis versus Roman Villa, Edwin De Los Santos versus Joseph Adorno. Great card. Love it. 49%. They could have done better. 26%. De Los Santos could have had better. And I remember we can't fit, you know, everything. So De Los Santos could have had a better opponent is what that represented. And Boots could have had a better opponent is what that represented. But mostly our votes are looking like great card. Love it. So that's a good thing. I think this is a great fight for Boots. Atlantic City is very close to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I just looked it up. It seems an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, and people in New Jersey, you know, we usually go to Atlantic City for big fights. And this is a fight worth taking the ride out. If you're in that tri-state area, New York, you know, New Jersey, Philadelphia, that's your tri-state. That's the casino you go to, you know. Obviously, New York City has something in Queens. I think it's Resorts World, but it's not anywhere near as luxurious as Atlantic City, especially July 8th, which is the rumored date. You're talking beautiful weather because it's the summer, 4 days off the 4th of July.
How the beaches these days in Atlantic City?
I haven't been in the beach in Jersey in a while, but I will say this. I had an aunt that owned a home in Pleasantville, New Jersey, which was the neighboring city of Atlantic City.
Okay.
So I grew up summers in Atlantic City, and it was amazing. I definitely swam in the water as an adolescent and even as a teenager. I don't know how that is now, but in Jersey, I have gone to Belmar and Point Pleasant. And so, you know, it's still all the same water. You feel me? Because that's closer. Atlantic City's is even deeper. I think Atlantic City is like exit 39, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. Yeah, I think it's 39. Wildwood is even further out.
No, I was just asking because, like, in Chicago, when we go to the beach, you kind of know, like, you ain't getting in the water. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things, like...
Bro, listen, people get in Jones Beach in New York. I don't... You know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't know. They do it.
That's crazy. I've been to Jones Beach.
I ain't never.
Area, but... Yeah, no, I mean, people definitely get in the water out there, but it was like, it was definitely one of those things, like, you knew it wasn't the cleanest.
Bro, I just
water.
Literally talked, we had a conversation the other day, because something came across my timeline about this jet ski run, and I'm like, ew, they're terrible, they're about to do a million jet skis in the Hudson, like, your water gonna be splashing on me, I'm telling you, I guarantee you there's gonna be viral videos of people getting out muddy.
Bro, you should have seen, it was pretty dope in Detroit, right? So went down to the Riverwalk where they had all the IndyCar shit going on. Mm-hmm. And it was like a lot of people on jet skis and boats out. Like, I'm like, okay, cool.
Yo, real quick, you got anything scheduled for today? Because we've been forgetting these interviews.
I don't believe we do. I know tomorrow.
So I'm going to hit up the quote because she says she would come on.
Let me see. But, yo, it was crazy. Right across the river from Detroit, you could see the Caesars. This is Caesars, like, in Canada, like, on the other side of Detroit. It's pretty dope.
The Caesars what? The arena?
No, Caesars casino.
Okay.
It's a Caesars casino in Canada, but you see it legit right across the river from Detroit. Mm. They say the Hudson is nasty as hell.
Yeah, bro. I don't know how people do it. I'm serious. Even when I lived in the tri-state, I'm like, how? Like, how? Like, how? Like,
so I've never been on a jet ski. How wet? Like,
no, you get wet. There's no way to not get wet on a jet ski.
So even if you're chilling. Even if you're chilling.
Let me tell you. There might be those six-man jet skis.
No, I'm talking one or two people.
No, you getting wet. Getting wet,
no
man.
No matter how chill you are on the jet ski, like, say I'm chilling, like, you know, cruising, you know,
bro,
I got my girl with me, she a little scared, don't know how to swim.
There's no way.
Okay, I've never been, like,
I've never
been chill on a jet ski.
Been like, oh, let's try not to get wet.
Right.
Speed. You feel me? You mostly like. I will remember, I do remember, you know, when I was in my Miami days, you go and you do the whole Miami Bay and they take you around the Scarface house and shit, so you do got to go chill there. Mm. But it's still like not, let's not get wet chill. And that's what I'm saying. To keep it in context, we're talking about a jet ski run, so it don't matter how chill you are, someone's jet ski's going to wet you. It's just, ew, man. I'm not getting in the Hudson. They terrible.
Bro, let me tell you. So the dudes that was, I'm sure my brother got videos and shit. I think I might have took a few. Bro, them dudes was like doing donuts in the water trying to splash people that was on the Riverwalk.
I'm telling you, bro.
Bro, it was like, at first I'm like, nah, they ain't doing it on purpose. Nah, they was doing that shit on purpose trying to make a big splash for the people that was just walking
past.
Bro,
I fell off one in Miami.
Mm.
You know.
And what happened?
Swam back on that bitch, because that's why you got to make sure you got the thing on. So if you fall, it automatically cuts off, so it don't keep going on your ass.
Right.
Then you swim back to it.
Right, the emergency stop.
Emergency stop. It's like a treadmill. You swim back to that bitch, keep it moving. Yo, it's funny. Everybody in PBC lives in Miami, bro. I just seen Andy now. He lives in Florida. I was obviously reading the Tank story. He lives in I never even heard of Parkland, Florida.
Parkland?
Nah.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Nah, I don't know. I've heard of Parkland for sure.
Danny is the funniest. Nah. He's like, oh, yeah. Like he was about to give us the breakdown.
Nah, I never been.
He was about
I've
to give us the scoop.
It.
Like,
I've
nah. Yo, so-and-so live there, too.
Bro, no, let me tell you. It was crazy. Like,
but they all out there, bro. Chris, Danny, Lewis. I mean, I don't know. The names go on and on. Tank. Fucking, like I said, Andy is just crazy. Everybody got some shit out there.
Bro, I'm not even being funny, right? So, it's like Sarasota, never been, but, you know, I've heard of it because of you and shit. Bro, this girl I used to date just took her dude on a trip. I'm thinking they out the country, champ. No, they was in Sarasota.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
She went to, like, the...
Wow.
The docks.
Bro, all type of shit. The sand. I'm like, we don't got this sand in the United States of America. Wow. You feel me? And nice. I ain't never been, but I've heard of it.
No, I'm telling you, Clearwater is up there. I mean, I'm sure the list changes, but believe me, when I was into...
See, that's why I knew it. Parkland, Florida is where the school shooting happened, see?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
But listen, we went way off topic all because we started with the Atlantic City and is the water nice? This is really not about vacation and it's about boots. But you can vacation. Like, if you're a person that doesn't get in the water, you know, there's rides and stuff in the Atlantic City Boardwalk. There's plenty of other casinos out there so you can do the gambling thing, you know. This is a decent fight, man. Let me double check. I don't think they've announced the exact venue as of yet, but...
I was just going to ask, have they announced a specific casino for it?
Well, according to The Ring, it is going to be at Borgata.
Mm. Borgata, known for hosting.
Hotel and casino and spa in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on Showtime July 8th. You know, Ennis is 30-0 with 27 KOs. He's the number 3 ranked welterweight. So this fight has a lot of significance in the division.
And I just want to let people know the Borgata is a MGM property, right? So any of the guys that want to go out there that got the card, got points, you get what I'm saying? You might be able to book you something.
Now when you check, that was correct. He did main event in the Lipinets and Thomas Delorme fights? Those were main events for him?
So...
And how long has it been for him? I feel like I haven't seen him in the ring in a
while. Since January.
Of this year?
Yeah. That's on the tank on the card.
He fought on the... That's right.
Coleman, brother.
That's right. Damn, that feels like so... January feels like so long ago. That was January 7th.
Yeah, that was against Karen. I think, honestly...
feels like so long ago.
Yo, but think about it, though. Like, how many great fights...
Wow, what month we in? June.
We in June, but think about...
So it's literally 5 months ago.
How many great fights we haven't had since then.
No, but still, that's the thing. It's 5 months ago. So he's already on that superstar schedule... Without necessarily being a superstar. They're giving him one fight every 6 months. That's very disappointing.
So the Delorme fight for him was not main event, but the Lipinets fight in the bubble was. So he's never main evented, you know what I'm saying, at this level with fans. He's been in the bubble, but...
So this is his first time to show out because this is very close to his city.
On Showtime Championship Boxing, yeah.
This is very close to his city. So now, you know, we get to see his drawing power and he gets to give his fans a fun night out because, again, there's a lot going on in Atlantic City. There's clubs, you know, I'm sure Jay-Z still has his 40-40 club, you know. And
damn,
yeah.
He had a 40-40 in AC?
Word. You know that?
Nah, I've only ever heard of the one in New York City.
Yeah, nah. There's a few things to do out there, man. So it's definitely worth going if you're in that tri-state area because it's a solid card. You know, Joseph Adorno is always dangerous with that left hook, you know. But he's always vulnerable enough that it's going to be an exciting fight. But
bro,
listen, if you
watch... 40-40 in Atlantic City has been closed for 10 and a half years.
No way!
10 and a half.
You're lying.
Since fall of 2012.
Oh, it hurts my heart to know that Jay had to shut that down.
Yeah, bro.
What? 10 years ago?
2012, bro.
Is that I'm an OG, B. Like, it is what it is, man. I can't deny it, bro. Like, I hate... You know, I ran across a post yesterday.
Like, what? I don't know that TBV's doors were open at the same time as the 40-40 in Atlantic City.
I'm pretty sure because, I was going to fights. I was going to fights. So you can look it up. I'm sure. What year it closed?
2012.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
2012.
Hell yeah. Look, remember, I went down there for the revel that you didn't even know about. And that's where Eddie Hearns won a title. His champion, Barker, something with a B.
Okay.
Something with a B.
All right.
Beat somebody in New Jersey for a belt.
That was
Broner.
Was that your first time meeting Eddie?
No, because Eddie was down there with Gavin Reese when Broner beat the brakes off of Gavin Reese in AC. And then Broner went again and beat the brakes off of, I believe, DeMarco in Atlantic City. Mm. Yeah, no, Atlantic City was that spot. Bro, Tyson fought in Atlantic City. Bobby, you crazy. They just, you know what the problem is with Atlantic City? We got Four Seasons in Jersey, so you get them cold-ass months, and all those casinos are on the fucking beach. So them winds is killing people, man. Nobody want to be out there in no fucking gooses. You got to, but you got to come to them fights Frank White style if you like
so
going in the winner.
So the Marco fight, so the 40-40 was already closed for the Gavin Reese fight, and it may have been closed already for the DeMarco fight too.
But what about the other fight in the Revel? Look,
the Gavin Reese?
No. You know who fought on the card? Kiko Martinez. Pull up Kiko Martinez. He fucking became champ on that card. Shout out to Kiko. Kiko fought in Atlantic City and fucking got an upset win, bro. Motherfucker became champ that night. That was crazy. That's twice. He became champ twice, upsetting motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was at the Revel against Jonathan Romero. That was 2013.
So who was the main event? That main event also became champ. Upset.
Darren Barker.
Who he beat? DeGale?
He beat, Daniel Gill.
Daniel Gill, motherfucker. And that's a three-time IBF champ.
That's what I'm saying. By this time, this shit was already closed.
Nah, man. Come on, bro. You think I was just going to AC to go to AC? Like,
bro,
that shit wasn't bringing me down there like that.
I'm looking at the dates, right? This fight took place in August of 2013.
All right. It was more fights. Kovalev fought down there too. Bro, I'm telling you,
I'm just saying, I know the Boxing Voice was started around that time. So.
And Thomas Lamana fought down there a lot. He owns the Bally's. Like, legit. Don't own it, but he's like the face of Bally's Casino. No, man, I'm telling you, bro. Who else? You know who fought down there? Oh, my God, this is so funny. What is that Philadelphia fighter? Oh, he was a light heavyweight. I think Chad Dawson might have beat him. Nah, but the AC was being used, bro. Believe me, man.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying.
And
the shit closed in 2012. You say you've been around for 12 years. That puts us at 2011. So you had a year and a half to fuck around.
Yeah, but remember, I started with other people. Like, my own thing probably started February 2011. That's probably my first episode. But nah, I had to start with someone else. Like, I was a caller, and someone called me back like, yo, champ. I mean, not like that, but they should have been like, yo, champ, when you call, shit go on fire. Essentially, that's what they said. They just ain't calling me champ. They like, but nah, when you call in, you know, our chat goes crazy. Would you like to do post-fight shows, which for me meant midnight shift, literally, like 1 in the fucking morning. And, you know, I started there, learned the ropes. And then that's when I seen, you know, I felt like I could do things differently. I felt like, you know, the caller wasn't getting enough time. It was more about other people's opinion. I mean, the host's opinion, for say, or the panel, because, you know, there was a lot of panels back then.
Mm.
Yeah, we off topic like a motherfucker. Is that Atlantic City is nostalgic? I'm from Jersey. What you want me to do? Danny over here trying to shit on Atlantic City.
I ain't trying to shit on
it. And I'm trying to tell y'all going to have a good time if y'all go.
I told you I was trying to go out there for a fight. I just don't know if it'll be this fight. But
I mean, this is a solid doubleheader, but I get it. Adorno, like I said, is outside of the Elvis fight. I mean, he was coming off of 3 straight wins. But, you know, his MO is the step up. He can't get that step up, you know? He had a draw with Jermaine where most people thought he lost. Then he gets the loss with Michelle. And then he gets the loss with Elvis. So, you know, that's why I put in the poll they could have done better for they could have done better for De Los Santos, right? So, De Los Santos, I'm aware where he's at on BoxRec. I know people don't love those rankings, but whatevers. Let's see where De Los Santos is at. Damn, do we got to go the other way? He's higher ranked?
For what? Just pull up the boxing voice.
Damn.
Yeah, I got you. That's 35.
What in the world?
So, Edwin De Los Santos.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he...
So, he's number 8 in the WBA, number 9 in the WBC, number 10 in the IBF. He is not ranked in the WBO.
What is he, 35?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And he's not top 10 in the ring, though.
In the ring?
He is not.
He is not.
He is not. He's top 10 in the IBF.
Yeah, IBF, WBC, and WBA. 10, 9, 8. 10, 9, 8.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you feel? Do you think they could have done better now that you got the rankings in front of you?
Nah, I don't mind the fights. I would like to. I'm sure they're not gonna do a doubleheader, so I would like to see the rest of the card.
Oh, really? You think there's money for more? I thought this was pretty expensive as it is. You know, since they gave De Los Santos such a decent opponent, plus Boots gets a decent opponent. I don't know. I felt like...
I mean, when do we see a Showtime doubleheader?
Do we not? Is it always triples? It's
either triple or pay-per-view with the four fights.
So this is De Los Santos's record here.
I feel like the only time we'll see a doubleheader is like on some international shit.
I guess. I don't know. But this is his record. He's so young. 23. Is that real?
He Dominican, so plus or minus 10 years.
Shout out to Samson. I just seen that he's Samson promoted, and Samson signed my guy.
Our guy.
Fred Rojas.
Freddy, yes, sir.
But his real name is...
Freaudis.
Freaudis. Yo, that's crazy. They. I don't like that. I hate that. So I'm going to just tell the truth. They're trying to market him as a straight Mexican. He's also Cuban. I don't know why they just did that, but, you know, it is what it is. Can you open this in a... Let's see here. Nope, he didn't. Samson didn't put the email in his .com. And I can't screen share the email.
I thought we posted it, though.
I mean, I did as a... You're right. I guess I can show that. I did show it as a...
It's a screenshot of the press release.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck Instagram for changing the app up, all right?
What happened now?
Bro, you ain't see the stories?
No, what?
Bro.
What?
They changed the... Everything is so much bigger now. So now, before, you could see, like, the first 6-7 stories pop up on your Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Now it only shows you 3. Mm. Because there's the fucking circles are like this, bro. They're like half dollars and shit on your fucking screen. It's unbelievable.
So this is the person in question. So it's Freaudis. Freaudis.
There you go.
Freaudis Rojas Jr. I've been telling y'all about it. I hate that he got signed because I was trying to make money on him. He already got a fight, so we all going to make money on him. He's fighting some, like, Uzbekistanian. So this is all I'm going to say because I don't want to fuck the line up too much. But I've been telling y'all about this kid for 1 year. these are those gems you find in the gym, bro. And it's wonderful to see that he got signed to, you know, someone as connected as Samson. You know, if Samson can't get him on PBC, he can get him on Top Rank and on DAZN, or either, you know. This kid's a welterweight. And the last thing I'll say is that he spars up, okay? He spars up. And he's got a great team. You know, adding Samson, his coach is K.
Karoma, managed by Jay Prince. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
So they're doing good. They're doing good over there, man. This is a power move for him. So salute to Rojas Jr., which I believe we're going to see a lot of. If PBC's smart, they get him because they got most of the welterweights. So, you know, if they're smart, they tell Samson, hey, let's use him, you know. Who could they give him at welterweight? I mean, he's already busy with Uzbekistani, and it don't matter. He's got to handle that shit. That dude's undefeated. He's going to have to handle that, get past that. Then we can match make. But we are open.
Last thing for me, I was just going to say, regardless, I'm definitely excited to see him in the ring and just to see what comes of it. As you said, Samson, very well connected, very well respected. And yep. I think that it's honestly endless possibilities for him as far as who he could fight over there on the PBC side or elsewhere, to be quite frank.
Yeah, PBC, I just don't know that these names will want to jump in there with him just yet. Cause they know that they you know being served up, but he needs names like Virgil Ortiz, Luis Collazo, but he retired again. Josecito Lopez.
You started off like super ambitious.
I said Virgil. I meant Victor.
Okay.
I meant Victor.
Yeah, I like that.
I meant Victor. No, he needs those old. Those older names, you know, in the division and, yeah. So he could start, you know, I'm not even going to say that because I'm sure they've probably gotten some work. So I might have to ask before putting it out there.
Who that?
From Real Boxing.
I'm going to have to check to see who it is you're talking about. But, I definitely like a Josecito fight, a Victor Ortiz kind of fight for Freddie. But if you are tuned in, make sure to smash that like button. It is free. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure to have the notification bell turned on. We are going to open up these phone lines momentarily. So if you want to call in, y'all see the number. Top of the screen, 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Twitter Spaces and Discord is also available.
All right. Well, we got a couple of people on the line. Let's go ahead and get to those callers. You can call in. Twitter and Discord available.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
And really quick, 305 votes, only 130 likes. Y'all suck. But 51% of the people are saying, great card, love it. 26% of the people are saying they could have done better. 15% of the people saying Boots could have had better. And 8% says De Los Santos could have had better. So it seems overall people are happy within us.
Which they should be. Because it's a pretty decent card, let me tell you. And if Danny's right, and there's more being added because he doesn't believe it would just be a triple doubleheader. Yeah, that's a great thing.
I didn't watch. So Glowacki got a KO on an MMA promotion in Poland. 50,000 people in attendance. That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Polish people have been draws in boxing for a while. You know, Adamek was one of the first. Then Glowacki. He was doing great numbers in New Jersey. You know, somebody else. Who was that? Fonfora? Maybe Fonfora?
Yes. Yeah. Adamek. Did you mention Adamek?
Yeah, I said Thomas Adamek.
Thomas Adamek. I got to see like a 45-year-old version of him still bring out 8,000 Polish fans. That was pretty dope. That was pretty dope, man. Obviously, Big Baby Adam Kownacki, which Ness mentioned.
That's another one, too.
Oh, you didn't mention
that. I said Glowacki. Glowacki, who just got the knockout. Yeah. He was a drawing credential.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah,
But I'm saying Adam Kownacki, he's been a draw.
In New York.
In New York.
At the Barclay.
Yes,
and now he's going to see what he does.
At MSG.
That's
right.
The theater.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
But we do have the phone lines open for anyone that wants to call in. That number to do so is 1-425-569-5241. Twitter and Discord available. Big Boss, Nino, what up?
Yo, top of the top, Ness, Danny, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
What up?
Yeah, man, before I start, you talking about Victor Ortiz who got knocked out by Floyd? That's what y'all talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for a
10-0
prospect? Damn,
he still fight?
I mean, yeah, you know what? He is. I just literally seen him post, like, oh, 19 years boxing. I feel so blessed. So I guess he's still boxing.
Strong and better than
ever. Yeah, but I didn't know that. For sure. But, man, about this Boots card, I think you said it earlier. I think I had Speedy winning that fight against Villa, man. The nigga won, like, the first 8 rounds. But if you look at Villa's style, dog, I think it's tailor-made for Boots, boy. The nigga just walked straight forward. That was the only time I ever seen him. So I don't know if he could switch it up. But from what I seen against Speedy, Villa just walked straight forward all 12 rounds, man. You feel me? It was it was on the Tank undercard when everybody was fighting. I had everybody over the crib. You feel me? I was hyping them up for Boots and shit. Like, yeah, he the next one. You feel me? He showed flashes of Roy Jones and all that shit. And then he went out there and he was throwing 360 punches and shit. Niggas was looking at me side-eyed like, this the nigga you were saying who up next and all that. So, I mean, shit, styles make fights, you feel me? I seen Karen got a knockout his last fight, so he was pretty much fighting to survive. So, I think Boots will look way much better against Villa, and I think the knockout will come pretty quick, you know what I'm saying? I think he going to do him like he did Castillo Clayton, come out, hit him strong with the jab, just, you feel me, just jabbing his head off pretty much. And shit, just see what he do from there. Just show his skill set and get the knockout. You feel me? I think he tailor-made for him, like I said. And with De Los Santos, I ain't never seen him fight before. But, I've been hearing pretty good things on Twitter the last couple days. So I'm ready to check him out, see what he got. But like I just said, man, this fight, I mean, Villa is tailor-made for Boots. He going to walk forward all night. Boots just going to pick him apart and eventually stop this guy. And I said, it's going to be easy money, man. And I heard a comment that say it's pay-per-view. This shit definitely ain't pay-per-view. Like, people don't know him enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't going to do no numbers. They should just put it on Showtime regular for free. And shit, just get his name out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure he's going to have a couple rappers and NBA players around and shit. You know, Stack mess with him and $1 million worth of game, all them niggas. So he's going to have a nice little turnout, but I don't think it's pay-per-view ready, but that's all I got right now, man. Y'all hit that like and subscribe, but.
All right, brother. All right, appreciate you calling in, Big Boss. We are going out to the next caller.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Don't forget, we need you to subscribe. You know, subscribers is power, right? We need those numbers because those fighters love to see big time numbers when they want to sit down and give them interviews, man. So tell a friend to tell a friend and subscribe. so we could keep bringing you the best. We're going out to what looks like New York City. Peace to God. What up?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, what's poppin', man? Yo, good morning, man, yo. The boxing voice, of course. I'm trying to see what's good with y'all, man. You know, I was listening to Jerron Ennis and Roman. Hello?
Yeah, we listen. Jerron Ennis.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jerron Ennis, man. That's my guy, man. I don't know too much about Roman Villa, but I'm hoping, or Roman Villa, I'm hoping that, you know, he gives him a good match because, you know, Jerron Ennis needs to show what he got. He needs a good opponent so that he can, you know, show off his skills because I think this guy's ready, man. I was hoping that he would fight someone like Keith Thurman, but apparently I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if he's too interested in that fight in particular, but I would like to see that. But aside from that, I really am interested in knowing how can I communicate you guys through Discord, because I got my Discord popping and I would like to be able to communicate you guys or with you guys across other platforms.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to join our Discord community, bro. It's open and available. And then once you're in there, you're able to send us messages.
Okay, like, so what's the name of it? What's the link? Just for Boxing Voice at Discord?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So then I do that, and I'll send you guys an invite or whatever, or I'll try to link. But aside from that, that's pretty much it, man. I think that Jerron Ennis is going to be the future of the welterweights. This guy's amazing, and I wish nothing but the best for him. Thank you for the call, guys, and I hope to connect with you guys soon. Take care.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Treese, Toledo, what it do?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
What up, though, man? I'm just calling in. I'm listening in. I ain't know. I got confused. Like, wait, I heard something about pay-per-view on this motherfucking fight. I'm just, hold on. I need to get clarification. I just called in on some humbug shit. So I don't know.
Nah. So far, there's mention of pay-per-view whatsoever.
Okay. I ain't gonna. I mean, I fuck with Boots. You feel me? But this is not pay-per-view. I would have been highly the fuck upset. But, If it's on some Showtime shit, you feel me? Yeah, I'm fucking with that for sure. But y'all know what the fuck going on? July 1st, Toledo, Ohio, Huntington Center. Well, Huntington Center, Toledo, Ohio. However the fuck you want to. You know what the fuck going on? The real big baby, Jared Anderson, future heavyweight champ of the world, man. Put that shit on ESPN or pull up. Preferably pull up. You know what the fuck going on, man? It's gonna be a movie, man, for sure. But yeah, Boots. I feel like Buddy was saying, Villa. He tailor made for knockout type shit. He's a tough fighter. You feel me? So it's Boots gonna get some rounds and shit like that. Gonna get some work. We the same. Villa put your man's down two times and whatnot. So he capable. He's got power. He's got pop and whatnot. And he's gonna be there the whole fight. So that's something that I would definitely like to see for Boots. You feel me? But yeah. Y'all know what the fuck going on. July 1st, Toledo, Ohio, Huntington Center. Pull up. But, yeah, shout out TBV, man. Y'all be cool.
Shout out, champ. Appreciate it.
Word.
Shout out to you, my guy. Been putting on for this fight big time.
Mm-hmm. That's how everybody should be for their
favorite fighters and their hometown fights and shit like that.
Exactly. Huang, what up in Houston?
Hey, did y'all, what happened to the Untitled yesterday?
Yo, we fell asleep.
Ness fell asleep.
Don't lie. Danny had an appointment.
Bro, I got extra tired. No. Look, my man's got tired, so.
Come on, bro. He about to lie.
He came inside. Look, I promise you, he came inside.
He's terrible.
And we was smoking outside. He come inside. I'm like, yo, you ready? Because at this point of 10:02. And he was like, shit, I'm finna lay down. I'm like, shit, I'm finna head to the, you feel me, to the bank. I did head to the bank, and then I stopped by the gym. You feel me? And that was
there
that.
There he go, bro. Go ahead, champ. Tell him you ain't need to hear all that extra make-believe
shit. Reason I asked about that was because, man, I don't know if y'all talked about that Chance Crawford, like, send-off they had for him in Omaha.
Nah, I seen it, though, man. I was jealous I wasn't able to be there because we was in Detroit, man.
That's like,
I was there, I was there.
You was there?
At the send-off?
I went. My sister graduated, and both my sisters stay in Omaha. So one of them graduated. I had to fly in for the weekend. I was like, man, I'm going. It is. My baby sister was like, I'm going too.
Damn, that's what's up. They was barbecuing and everything, right? Oh shit, we got a guest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can bring you back. We bring you back on. Hello, good morning, Chelsea.
Hi.
How are
you? Good morning.
Good morning, top of the morning.
Good, how are you guys?
We are good. Happy to have you.
This is
thank you so much for having me on.
Chelsea Mae Anderson, 6-0, right?
Yes.
6-0 and 2 knockouts, fighting out of the lightweight division, correct?
Yep.
Beautiful, beautiful. Talk to us. 6-0 now. What got you into boxing? I'm curious.
What got me into boxing? you know, when I was younger, I had a drug and alcohol problem. So when I got sober, my dad took me to the boxing gym. And the first day he took me, he told me, you're never allowed to fight. And I was like, all right, never planned on it. Would just go to work out and stay busy when I was getting sober. And then about 6 years ago, I did a couple, you know, smoker fights at my first gym. And I was like, that was so fun. I want to do that again. So then I hit up another boxing coach and then had my first amateur fight in 2017. And here I am now.
Now, what was it about the smoker fight? I'm curious because we actually, we've hosted a series of smokers that are now going to be actual amateur shows. But I'm just curious, like, what was it about the smoker show that you're like, yeah, this is for me?
I think it was like fighting in front of people and like, you know, having people cheer for you and just being, you know, in that ring and just all of it. It was just, you know, it was just really cool for me.
Now
it lit that fire in me.
Now you've been out of the ring for a little bit. Do you have anything cooking or what's going on currently?
I do not have anything cooking, unfortunately. It's been very hard to find fights. You know, I've been fighting at local shows out in they were in Montebello with 360, but you know, with those local shows, they want to bring in local people. There's no girls out here. I fought everyone out here. So.
Let me interject there. When you say 360, you mean 360 Promotions with Tom Lawford?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, which his shows are great. You know, it's really cool being able to fight local and have all your friends and family there. But, you know, I want that next step now and you know, get bigger names and go up the ladder.
So you're not signed to Tom and 360.
I am not signed to Tom, no.
Now, in your last fight, you won the WBC International, which was last held by Terry Harper. Obviously, she's done great things. It must be, and this is just me assuming, but it must be like a bit disappointing because it's like usually when you win something, it kind of sets you up for something else, for the next step, the next opportunity. In your case, you've kind of been stalled now for 10 months.
Yep. Yeah, I thought, you know, with that belt that, you know, maybe that would open up some more doors. But a lot of these girls, like, you know, Michaela Mayer, Baumgartner, like, they're all busy. They all have fights lined up. They all already have something. So, like, what's next for me? I don't know. And it doesn't help. I don't have a manager. I don't have a promoter. So, you know,
I was just about to say, who's your manager? And now you say you don't have one. Why not?
I don't know. I gotta get one.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't know?
You know, I've had my coaches trying to help.
You live in California.
I live in California.
So where in California? Are you far from LA? I don't know. Like, that's a
I'm in Orange
state.
County, yeah. I know. I'm in Orange County.
All right. I mean, we can definitely give you some phone numbers then, because
that would be great.
I mean, I would say first person, Rick Ramos.
I'm curious, have you reached out at all? Like, now that you're the WBC international champ, like, have you reached out to the WBC? Have you tried to get an eliminator?
Yeah.
Anything cooking?
Yeah, we have.
What have they
nothing.
Said?
You know, Adrian, you know, him and my other coach, Bobby, have been handling all that, but, yeah, they just don't have anything, I guess, or I don't know what the deal is.
So what's the plan then? I mean, how do you get these six fights?
How did I get these? I pretty much almost like found my own opponents. You know, we've had a couple local girls. So when I saw them, I found them on the internet. I reached out and said, hey, can I get a fight with this girl?
So you've been doing your own matchmaking thus far. I hear you, man. I love the grind. You've made it this far. And you just need a little bit more guidance. So I'm sure, Adrian, we can connect him with a couple of people that can help you guys out to keep you active for sure.
Yeah, because, you know, I would love to be fighting.
How many amateur fights
do you have? I only had seven.
Okay, so you definitely don't want to rush into a Mikaela Mayer fight. You know, Mikaela's a dog.
So am I.
Yeah, but she's got the amateur experience and that elite level sparring. Who are you sparring in this 10 months off?
Well, this 10 months off, a lot of people from my gym, but, you know, I've sparred with Cecilia Breakhus. I've sparred with Chris Cyborg, the MMA fighter. I've sparred with Cornejo before. Like, I've sparred a ton of people.
Nice. Nice. What'd you think of Cornejo's performance?
You know, I like her. She's a super nice girl. We're cool with each other. We're friends. You know, Claressa's just on another level than all these girls, so.
Chelsea,
so,
I,
you know.
So you weren't, hold on, no. So you weren't disappointed?
Not necessarily. I mean, she went in there and she stuck in there. She hung in there and she fought back. She didn't quit.
I wanted to ask for you. I know right now, you know, you don't really have anything in the immediate horizon. But, like, is it exciting for you seeing how much progress women's boxing has had, especially in the last 15 months?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I get so excited. I get, like, nervous watching, you know, these girls on the TV and just so excited for them. You know, I even remember when Shields made her pro debut. I was way before I, you know, even thought of ever turning pro, and I was so excited. I thought it was so cool to watch someone from Flint, like, out here doing what she's doing. So it's super awesome to see all these girls. And, of course, at the end of the day, I'm still a boxing fan, so I'm proud of all these girls out there. But I want to be one of them, too, on the TV fighting for people.
What would you say if you had control? Like, what would be the first thing you would fix in women's boxing?
You know, I our 2-minute rounds.
Okay,
people, so, you know, think that women, like, they don't want to watch women because it's not as exciting, because there's no knockouts. But in 2-minute rounds, it's a lot harder to get a knockout. Like, I had a fight where I knocked a girl down twice, and then the second round, I knocked her down at the 10-second bell. So I didn't have an extra minute to finish the fight. So if we want more knockouts, we need 3-minute rounds. Even if they keep it at 10 3-minute rounds, but that extra minute makes a huge difference in a round. Like, if you want to see knockouts, we need the extra time.
It's such a debate, and, you know, it's actually discouraging, because we were at the convention, and there's so many women opposed. Just as many women that want 3 minutes, there's women that don't want the 3 minutes, and it's more based off pay. They're like, why would I ask for another minute if my pay isn't going to change? And I get that. But at the same time, you know, we need to work on, like you said, marketing, knockout sell. And Tank is selling 1.2 million pay-per-views because he can knock your ass out. So if we start showing the women knockout, then they can demand more money, not vice versa.
Exactly.
Not say, hey, give me more money and I'll give you more time in the ring. I mean, But
yeah, I think it's still like fair that we have to prove ourselves. Like if you want more money and 3 minute rounds, then you know it's up to us to really, if they ever give us 3 minute rounds and to bring more pay in for women, it's up to us to get the knockouts and do all that for the next, you know, group of women that are going to come up and fight.
So how active are you with your division? Do you know who's fighting in your division, or do you just fight?
I mean, you know, there's not that many like girls in boxing. So in my division, I mean, I just look at people in the, you know, basically everyone that like Katie Taylor has fought, and like I need one of those girls in the top 10, you know, like one of the, can't remember their names right now, but one of like the Argentinian girls, any one of them in the top 10 to help. Yes. Like one of them to help, you know, elevate me. Like if I can't beat those girls, then I'm never going to beat Michaela Mayer or someone like a Katie Taylor.
Absolutely. I like the girl that Michaela Mayer fought a fight ago, is it? Let me look her up.
You talking about the late replacement?
Yes.
Oh, the late replacement? Yeah.
She was tough, though. She was tough.
Yeah.
That's a great test for anyone. I'm pulling that Have up. You ever sparred Michaela?
No, I haven't.
So how'd Lucy, you meet?
Yeah, Lucy Wildheart.
Yes.
Yes.
She's
yeah,
she's
someone
tough.
Like her I would love to fight. Yeah.
Good common opponent. So are you Orthodox?
Yes.
Nice. Well, Chelsea, I think that's about it. It was a pleasure having you on the show. I hope that, you know, we can get you back on once we connect Adrian with a few phone numbers, and hopefully we can get an update. There's certainly some capable managers out there. Brian Cohen has majority of the women in your division. Mm-hmm. You know, so probably someone to look into before giving him a call, though. But he has a lot of the women. I mean, Ebony Bridges, Melissa Odessa. I don't want to butcher the girl's first name, but they call her Baby Tyson. Fiva.
Yes.
The last name.
Baby Tyson.
She hasn't fought in 2 years, though. I don't know. She got a draw. You know, I'm actually impressed with you. She has a draw. That girl that I'm speaking of got a draw with a girl you beat. You and Leanna Cruz beat the girl. So I'm actually more impressed with Leanna because she beat the girl about 20 pounds lighter than you. So after you beat her, obviously. After
is that
you
the,
beat her,
the my third
Ashley,
fight?
I think Ashley is her name. Let me double check here. Yes. Aliela Lopez? Aniela Lopez?
Yes. You know, they reach out to me to fight back then, so I was like, all right.
This is a good common opponent. She's fought two decent level fighters. But if you could give out your social media so anybody that isn't following you can do so.
Yes, I am on Instagram, and it's Chelsea, Chelsey, with two underscores, May, M-A-E.
Chelsea, thank you so much. Yes. And the moment
thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
The moment you hear anything, please let us know so we can get you back on.
Oh, you sparred my girl, Stephanie Cohen?
Yes.
Did you put it on her? Because she's a bodybuilder
she's tiny.
A boxer. She got a nice knockdown her last fight. No, She's turning it around.
Yeah.
You know what it is? People don't understand that this sport, like, you can be an athlete in anything else. It doesn't mean you're in shape for boxing. So she's had to work on her cardio. Unfortunately, she had to suffer a loss. I've watched her whole career because I was big on her. One of my writer friends is into bodybuilding, so we knew her before she turned into boxing. Plus, I have a great relationship with her first coach, Pedro Diaz. So I got to watch her work and everything with that girl, Paige Van, whatever.
Vincent.
I got to watch
that
spar.
Yeah.
But how was that sparring? She got a nice right
hand.
Good.
But she's so tiny. I'm like, she's, 5'1"? I'm 5'9". So.
Oh, wow.
Just, you know, it was.
Lightweight.
Yeah. Yeah, Michaela's size. So
Is
that would be
Michaela? Yeah,
eventually me and her will fight.
No, I
That
know
will be
that
a fun
Michaela's
fight.
5'9". Yeah, I think Michaela's taller than 5'9".
No, and
Then no, she's 5'9". They have her listed as 5'9". She's for sure 5'9".
I was gonna say I don't even think she's that tall because
really?
I'm 5'10", and I feel like I'm at least 2-3 inches taller than her.
Nah, champ, stop playing. Huh? Yo, where's your picture next to Michaela?
I don't know that I have one.
Exactly, because you know better. She's taller than you. I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking.
Like, bro, I was like,
damn. Yo, it's funny. You do... Yeah, I think Michaela's still taller than you. I'm sorry. I'm going to screen share this for the audience, and you'll be able to see it, I'm pretty sure. But I think she's taller than you. You can see that, right?
Nah.
Oh, no?
I'm like 5'9 and a half. I might not look tall there, but you should see me standing next to Stephanie. That's why we were sitting on the thing, because I was giant.
Are those
next to
gauges
her.
in this?
Yes.
Oh, you can't see this video, or you can?
She cannot.
Oh, she cannot?
I can see it, yeah.
Oh, so you're wearing gauges there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you look fast, you know, combination punching here on the pad work. We'll see. Hopefully we can get you lined up with someone so we can watch you in action. Have you ever been
yeah.
on TV?
No, just on
Not
360.
Yet.
360 Boxing, they have it on UFC Fight Pass, so people got to watch it on there. So that was cool.
Yeah. Make sure Adrian gets in touch with me because women's boxing is on the rise. At 135, there's
it's on the rise.
Quite a few people that may be interested in at least giving you an opportunity.
Yeah, all I need is that opportunity, and I promise I'll prove myself.
For sure. Well, thank you so much. Once again, people are asking for your Instagram in the chat. If you can give that once again, and I'll also screen share.
Yes, the Instagram is at Chelsea, right there, Chelsey with 2 underscores, MAE.
I didn't know that was 2. Well, Chelsea, thank
yep.
you for coming on the show, and we look forward to hearing what's next for you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, it should be easy to set Adrian up. I mean, right now women's boxing is on the rise. I feel like, you know, Brian Cohen, Lou DiBella, Rick Ramos. I mean, Eddie is the top, right? So, and I don't think that 7 amateur fights is appealing enough. She's going to need to do a little more work to get Eddie's attention. But, yeah. Yo, her last belt was a WBC International presented to her. Did you see by who? By Nancy. Shout out to Nancy, man. Officially become one of the faces of the WBC around here. Let me see if I got anything on Discord. That's a no-no. If you want to call in,
number top
go
of
ahead
the
and
screen.
Request.
Oh, shit. 425-569-5241.
And I think this is Adrian, who's going to be mad at Danny for never setting up Adrian Granados. Adrian?
Hello?
Oh, shit, it's not Adrian.
Hello?
What's up? Who's this, brother?
This empty the clip out of Philly, but y'all used to seeing me in the chat under Scotty Dippin, though. What's up, y'all?
What up, what up?
What up with the champ?
What is going on? Shit, I just want to break down the landscape of the welterweight division for all these stupid motherfuckers talking about Boots could have had a better opponent. First of all, you got Crawford and Spence fighting each other not once, but twice. Out the fucking question. Then you got Thurman that don't want to fight anybody but the two of them. Out the fucking question. You got Rashidi just lost to Villa. Out the fucking question. And if you check the rankings, they always talking about they boxing fans. If you a real boxing fan and you check the WBO rankings, Rashidi and Crowley number 2 and number 3. So the logical next fight for them two would be each other in the WBO eliminator, especially with the end of the era coming and the belts about to get split. That would be the smart thing. You know what I'm saying? So who the fuck else is it for him to fight, logically, when you really think about it? Then, in terms of the undercard, you got Joseph Adorno. He a hard out for anybody. If you check his record, he went to a majority decision with Jermaine Ortiz. And if you saw Jermaine Ortiz versus Lomachenko, you already know he ain't nothing to fuck with. So that alone should make you hype to tune in. And Edwin De Los Santos, he done knocked out pretty much everybody. So
I think that's a good ass fight. And on the undercard, Boots got one of his young boys to sign the Boots promotion, Ishmael Muhammad, fighting. Boy, sharp as shit. He's so sharp, he didn't even go to the amateurs. He just got a pro style. So he like a young Boots fighting at 140 southpaw. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be an interesting card, man.
I hope Boots gets Mack Truck on his undercard, man. I know they training him now.
No, Mack Truck just fought. I know.
But that's what I'm saying. He won like last week. This fight ain't get until July. This fight ain't until July 8th. You could get him on that undercard.
No. Yeah. You right. I know Vito Melnicki definitely gonna be on that shit because he from Jersey. He on damn near every Showtime, John. So we're gonna definitely see him. But like Danny said, it's always a triple header. I wanna know where that third fight gonna be. I know the prelims gonna probably be all right, but I wanna know where that third fight gonna be. But I'm hyped up for the car. I'm just interested to see it. And all you motherfuckers was talking about y'all wanted to see Villa versus Boots. Stop complaining. We're gonna fucking get it and we're gonna see what it's like. I think Boots gonna stop him in like 7 or 8. He looked like he could take punishment, but all that coming forward shit, and he leave his head on the center line. That shit tailor made for Boots. He gonna fuck boy up. Mm. But, yeah, that's all I got, though. I just wanted to call in and shit. Make sure that you got my name so when I call in, you know who it is. Empty the Clip out of Philly. Like I said, I'm usually under Scotty Dippin, but Empty the Clip, that's my YouTube channel name. Just crossed 75,000 subscribers yesterday and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Check that out.
All right.
Appreciate the call. All right, champ. Y'all. You got
appreciate
it.
Shout
out to
you. Let's see.
We got
let's
a couple
see.
Super chats.
Let's get to them.
We got $2 coffee in boxing says, Danny, any news on Canelo David negotiations? No news. Just what we've all heard was that the offer has been sent 40 with the upside of 50 for Canelo. Coach Rivera, $2 says, shit, he was injured. When he was injured, he went in 40%. I'm going to call a Boots KO. Oh, he's saying Rashidi was injured when he went in 40%. He's calling for the Boots KO. Julio Guzman, $2 says, best of luck to you, Chelsea. Shout out to you, Julio. And on the poll, 469 likes. That is more than double the likes, Ness. 51% of the people saying great card, they love it. 28% say they could have done better on the card. 14% feel Boots could have done better. And only 7% feel that De Los Santos could have done better.
Ah, that's everybody, champ. That's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Oh, Discord coming through. Alex, what it do?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you. What up?
All right, yes. You know, I always hear a lot of people say that Boots deserves basically a homecoming. AC really isn't that far from Philly. So, yeah, we finally get him in the main event. And I think it's a good one. If someone disagrees, I just wonder why. You know, when it comes to Boots, we want to see someone that's going to provide resistance. A lot of times they say guys don't face a puncher. This guy proven his last fight he's a puncher, and he carries his power, you know, towards the end of the fight. So, I'm really excited. I think we're going to really see what Boots possibly is. I think this is probably one of the best opponents besides one of the top guys that he could get, especially coming off of that Rashidi Ellis fight. Everyone said, you know, they wanted to see Rashidi versus Boots. This guy beat Rashidi, so it only makes sense. You could kind of see it like a semifinal. So I'm very, very excited about this matchup. I think we're going to see fireworks. You know, whether it's early or it goes to decision, I think it's going to be a fight that is going to have you on the edge of the seat. In the co-main, I don't hate the fight. I know this, Adorno, he's a dude that if you beat him, you're probably one of the better fighters. And if he beats you, then you probably ain't that. So I think he's another guy that does provide enough resistance. However, he's in there to lose, but he's in there to give you rounds and to test you. So Edwin De Los Santos is known as a puncher. And if he's able to get Adorno out there, I think it's just going to be another feather in the cap. That's all I got, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Vega, that's everybody. And that's GTO. Oh, shit. Hola. SDX Renzi, what up?
What up, y'all? Y'all already know the vibe. Shout out, Ness. Shout out, Danny, man. Shout out to the Boxing Voice.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. I know y'all trying to get up out of there, man.
Nah,
I just say, hey, Boots fall into the category, like, for me, like, with the Tank. But hey, I don't care who he fight. Put him in there with whoever. You feel me? Styles make fights. The different people you put him in there with, he gonna show you a different look. And I feel like he should be able to adapt, and he got something to prove. So he gonna put on a real good performance. You know, I'm still on the casual side, so I can't talk about too much about who he fighting. But like I just said, I love Boots style. I feel like he real adaptive. He probably ain't do it the best he could, but in his last fight. But I just want to see him, you know, get more challenges. I still wanted him to beat up on Keith Thurman, but Ness didn't want that. So we just gonna let that one go, you know. But if Keith want that smoke, he'll definitely send him into retirement. That's my call.
All right, Fats, what up?
Yo.
Yo.
What's good with y'all? What's good, Ness, Danny? What up? What up?
Another day.
Yo, how many?
Another podcast.
I feel you. How many fights on this card? Three or four?
So far, two. Danny believes it'll be one more announced.
One more. Wow. Well, that ain't bad. That ain't bad, especially by being free. Damn. See? I think this is a good fight for to put Boots' skills on display, because I was live at the Tank fight in D.C., and I heard all the hype jaws, even my pops. He's like, oh, Fat Cat, he the next phenomenon. Everybody running from him at 147. I said, okay. I go see his fight. I said, I'm not impressed. I don't see what y'all see as far as he the next Roy Jones and all that. I mean, he passed the eye test. He definitely got skills. He showed they got some skills, but in that ring, I mean, he couldn't download the data to cut the ring off because dude was running. I mean, I don't know about all that, but I think this is a good fight for him to build to become a pay-per-view fighter. I would think if he beat Villa, I think Villa gonna stay right in front of him. He tailor-made for him. I think he beat Villa. He should fight that dude. Damn, I forgot his name. The white boy. He undefeated right now, but he not all that, but he a brawler. Crowley, I think that's his name. Crowley. I think that'd be a good fight for Boots. Yeah, I think that'd be a good fight for Boots too after this fight.
That is a good fight. But he wanna be paid. I talked to him enough. He said they offered him the fight, but they ain't trying to pay him right.
What, Crowley or any?
Crowley.
Oh man, oh, they not trying to pay him right. Well, what he trying to get paid? I mean, who's not no star right now? That's not a pay per view fight. I mean, it sounds like he don't want to fight him. But I think that that'll be a good fight for Boots after this fight. The Villa fight is definitely a good fight. I wish he would have got on another co-main fight on the big card, but I know he's saying he think he not a co-main fighter, but. I think he would have did better being on like a Bud card or something like that, one of them big fights. But it's a good matchup for him. I want to see more skills from him. I'm excited. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in. That looks like we got to everybody on Twitter and on Discord, NuzGTO, Instagram, and Twitter. If you are in Las Vegas, don't forget to stop at Hardeen. The dispensary is open in about 30 minutes, right? It's 8 a.m.
Yes,
to 12 p.m. every single day. Use the code TBV. Make sure you get that discount. And if you're in the city, you want to smoke with me, then you can meet up with me and I give you personally a little giffy gift card to get a little extra off the little 15% you already get for using the code TBV. You hear me? Catch us on the next one, 12 o'clock. And I don't know, depending on how Danny feels, if we don't get too high and get sleepy again, we might do the untitled we owe you. Peace.